Welcome to this week's podcast from Cultivate Connection. Most people are stressed and struggle to find time to connect with God. We've created this Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. We're going to take the next 30 minutes to slow down and meditate upon Scripture, making some room and space in our day just to connect with the Lord, with His Word, and with His Spirit. I want to welcome you into this space today. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection or to receive these podcasts directly into your email inbox, you can go to cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe to receive the podcast and also follow us on Instagram and Facebook. So as we begin, I welcome you to begin to settle in wherever you need to be today. Hopefully in an undistracted space. Just giving yourself permission to be here. Taking a moment to just to connect, to tune in, become aware of your breath. Allowing yourself to come presently into this moment. Feeling the sensation of the inhale and the exhale. Noticing the movement in your body as you breathe. Just observing your current space, perhaps noticing the temperature of the room. Any sounds that you hear? Anything that you notice? And then simply allow your attention to come back to the breath. Feeling that inhale and that exhale. Perhaps allowing any busyness of mind just to begin to slow or melt on the exhale. Maybe beginning to lengthen out that breath if it feels comfortable today. How would you describe your breath in this space? Is it smooth and flowing? Does it feel short, choppy? Remembering there's no right or wrong, but just wanting to observe, be aware, connect to what is happening in the breath. Maybe you take a few nice deep inhales. Maybe pausing for a moment and then finding that exhale, maybe even sighing out the mouth. Doing that just a few more times, allowing yourself to settle in, come present. And as you continue just to settle in and to breathe, I'm going to pray. God, thank you. Thank you for the ability to slow down, to breathe. Thank you for the air in our lungs. It is a gift from you. Thank you for life. May we meet you in this place of simplicity of the breath, God. May we become aware of your Spirit and your presence in us and around us. God, will you reveal your heart to us? Will you open our eyes to see your truth? Will you speak to our hearts? God, will you do what only you can do, which is transform us. Transform us into the likeness of your Son. Will you reveal more of who Jesus is? The revelation of Jesus Christ, God. Will you come and unpack? Let us see the truth, know the truth, that we may walk with you in relationship with you more fully, more completely. God, where we've been disconnected, will you draw us into connection with you? Where we need healing, God, physically, mentally, emotionally, will you come and be our healer today? Lord, where we need a Savior to take care of us, where we need a father, a friend, a comforter, will you come and be that? Be who you are in our lives, God. Reveal yourself to us. Let us receive what you have to give today, Lord. We give you this space, God. We want to honor your name. We want to bless you. Worship you. So wherever you're at, taking a moment to check in. Perhaps taking a moment to scan the body. Noticing what you notice. What's going on in your body today? What do you notice? Is there anything out of the ordinary? Is there anything ordinary? Just tuning in to where the body is at physically. What do you feel, sense, know in your body today? Giving yourself permission to come as you are in your physical body. And is there any space as you scan your body that's highlighted, that the Holy Spirit is drawing attention to? And if so, perhaps asking the Lord, what is it about this part of my body? What is it that you want to reveal to me here? What do you want to say? And if you were to bring a word of kindness or compassion to this space in your body, what would that word be? What kindness or compassion could you bring to this part of your body? Is there a blessing that you could give? And is there anything that the Holy Spirit wants you to know in regard to your body? Finding a place of honor, remembering that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It is a gift from God. Are there any thoughts of gratitude that you're able to access today towards the specific part of your body or your body as a whole? Are you able to bless your body today? So taking a nice deep inhale. And exhale, release. We're going to continue our meditation journey through Psalm 103, the Psalm of David. This week, we're going to be reading verses 12 and 13. We're just going to take our time meditating upon these scriptures. I'm going to give you space, just in silence, to chew on, to meditate, to be with the Lord with this scripture. So as I read it the first time, just listening, what do you hear? What stands out? Farther from a sunrise to a sunset. That's how far you've removed our guilt from us. The same way a loving father feels towards his children. That's but a sample of your tender feelings towards us. Your beloved children who live in awe of you. As I read it a second time, just giving yourself space to reflect. Farther, from a sunrise to a sunset, that's how far you've removed our guilt from us. The same way a loving father feels towards his children. That's but a sample of your tender feelings towards us. Your beloved children who live in awe of you. as I read it a third time. What is it that you want to say to the Lord? What is it that comes up for you? What conversation would you want to open with the Lord from listening to these words? Farther than from a sunrise to a sunset, that's how far you've removed our guilt from us. The same way a loving father feels towards his children, that's but a sample of your tender feelings towards us. Your beloved children who live in awe of you. And as I read it one more time, what is it that the Lord wants to say back to you? Farther than from a sunrise to a sunset, that's how far you've removed our guilt from us. The same way a loving father feels towards his children, that's but a sample of your tender feelings towards us, your beloved children who live in awe of you. What is it that the Holy Spirit has for you today? What is He revealing to your heart? Is there an area in your life where He wants to remove guilt or shame? Is there anything He's highlighting you saying, that this is something that he can remove. As far as a sun rises from a sunset. Do you believe that the Lord can release that burden? And are you willing to give it to him? What is he asking for? What does he want you to know? Is there an invitation to let go? And are you willing to move into that invitation? Remembering that you're powerful, that you always have choices. And if you're not ready to release, you're not ready. Just coming as you are to the Lord and allowing him to bring transformation. David talks about a loving father. What comes to mind in this idea of a loving father? Maybe asking Holy Spirit to reveal to you something that represents a loving father to you. Remembering this is just but a sampling, a little glimmer, a glimpse into how much God loves, into what a good, loving father he is. Is there an area today where the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to you what a loving father looks like in greater measure? Who is it that the Lord wants to be for you right now? What is he revealing to you? What words or truth from this scripture, perhaps rephrased in your own words, can become a truth that you can stand on today, a foundation. Ask the Holy Spirit just to reveal to you what truth or foundation are you to take away from this space and continue to declare and stand on. Continue to revisit . Continue to meditate on so that that renewing of the mind can come. maybe even after you form this phrase or word or truth, you write it down and continue through this week to speak it over yourself. What is it that the Lord wants you to declare or speak over yourself this week? And perhaps when you hear it the first time, you don't believe it, and that's okay. That's why you need to continually speak the truth out so that it begins to become a part of who you are. It begins to rewire the brain. So God, I thank you so much for each one listening right now. Thank you that you know them, that you love them, that you know exactly where they're at and you know what they need. God, I'm asking that this week they would be empowered to find that place of renewing of the mind. Lord, I pray that truth would be embraced, that a declaration would go forth, that it wouldn't just be words off of their lips, but it would become who they are. I thank you that you have a plan and a purpose for each one, God, a destiny, that they're each individually made, unique, and that no one else can do on this planet what you've called them to do specifically. Will you awaken their hearts to a deeper truth of who you are, God, and who you've created them to be? I pray for hope to rise up in each one. I pray for vision to go forth, that they could see, Lord, the goodness that you've placed upon their lives, that they would come to know you more, and they would embrace the fullness of all that you have for them. God, I'm asking for a healing of hearts this week, a healing of thoughts and mindsets, God, and I'm asking for a healing of bodies, that we would truly learn to be integrated spirit, soul, and body, connected to you, hearing your voice, and walking with you in all that we do, Lord. I bless you this week to know the loving kindness of the Father. And I bless you to be released from guilt and shame that holds you back. May you know his tender mercies and goodness in a greater measure. Amen.